So last night, Seth and I were watching some movies, and there wasn't much of anything on. But we were flipping by, and this movie called "Sleeping with the Enemy" was on, and I'm like flipping past it. Seth's like, "Whoa, what was that? What was that?" And I'm like, "Ah, it's a stupid movie with Julia Roberts and this guy. He's kind of like Billy Mitchell from King of Kong." And you're like, "Oh, I gotta see that." So we watched about the last. I'd say the last three quarters of Sleeping with the Enemy.
Yeah, everything that you said is totally true.
That's right, it is.
Yes.
So what did you think Sleeping with the Enemy was going to be like? For those that don't know, I think it's an early 90s film. Julia Roberts, some dirtbag with long hair, and then some guy that looks kind of like, he doesn't look like Billy Mitchell, but he kind of acts like Billy Mitchell. He's like an older version of Billy Mitchell. He's got the mustache, and he likes everything his own way. He likes to have like the label.
He does what he
He
wants.
likes to have the labels pointed in a certain direction, and he likes to have on all the cans in the cupboards. He likes to have the towels all be straight, and when they're laying on the rack and so forth, and if his wife, Julie Roberts, doesn't do these things, then he lays into her a little, and they quarrel, as he says.
They quarrel.
And
Is this going to be a video podcast?
no, it's not going to be a video. Just because I can see you doesn't mean that it needs to be a video podcast. We should do one of those at some point, though. I'll work on that. I'll have Matt shoot one. It'll be like way too high quality and everything else.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just expecting that the grandma, in the home, in the
Yeah.
wheelchair, I was expecting that at the end they'd do a shot of her like getting the news that the guy was dead, and then like she'd do like a backflip in her wheelchair, like in some movie.
You're still sore at me about the whole sidekicks thing, huh?
Yeah, I watched like that last half of that movie just to see that, and it never happened.
Yeah. Do you actually believe me that that kid, the wheel? You thought like sidekicks, the source material, Chuck Norris movie.
Right, I figured, hey, why not just go for the backflip in the wheelchair?
Exactly. So
I would have done it if I was the director. A good director would have done it.
that's probably true.
But they would have at least shot it and maybe taken out in the editing, but they would have at least done the shoot.
Yeah. Okay.
Just to have.
Yeah.
Just
Just
to make just to put the actor
to
through.
put the actor through it. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so what did you really hate about this movie that we watched last night called Sleeping with the Enemy?
I didn't know why we were watching it. I couldn't figure out why we were watching the movie.
Yeah. There was really nothing else on it. You were complaining to me the day before that I surf too much. And so I was like, you know what? Fine. I'll just pick. We'll watch this movie for a while.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I mean,
It's kind of a thriller.
it was really predictable. Okay, she's gonna leave. The guy's gonna find her. She's gonna kill him. I mean, it was like there was no.
But this was before, like, a lot of those, like, woman empowerment gets, enough movies like that, which is essentially the same
It wasn't
plot.
on Lifetime, was it?
No, it wasn't on Lifetime, it was on Oxygen.
Oh, well,
Yeah.
that's the same thing, right?
Oxygen's Canadian Lifetime. It's like more risque, because they have like Sue Johansson and her old lady talks about sex stuff.
Yeah, I was kind of—I don't know. It was bad. It was bad. I mean, it wasn't good.
It was bad.
It's bad. Okay. He certainly was no Billy Mitchell. Billy Mitchell would have had that situation on lockdown.
Really?
He would have walked in there, and instead of like being unprepared and stuff, he would have been like, "Okay, Brian, play the tape." He probably wouldn't have never even showed up
Okay,
himself.
so
Probably would have done it on VHS.
really, but you didn't think that he, at one point it looks like he's gonna snuff out the mom with the pillow, and he was gonna do it, and you're like, no way, like you didn't really. So I mean, you can't say that you thought the whole thing was predictable.
Well, first of all, he didn't snuff her out. Second of all, it's kind of stupid that they make the character instead of just some guy that likes to beat his wife, make him like into a complete like beating your wife because she doesn't put the soup can labels face up. It makes sense. I mean, that's
Yeah.
rational. But snuffing out some old lady for no reason, that doesn't make any
What if the old
sense.
lady didn't like to put the soup cans in the right way?
Well, then maybe have to do a prequel or
That's true.
something. I don't
They
know.
should have explored whether or not the old lady's
Because you
character
can't,
more.
if they do it without explaining it just seems like he's just doing it just to kill somebody or just out of, sort of irrational
He
misplaced
seems like a psycho.
rage. Yeah. He's like a 7 on the Ian Ragehall meter.
That's not fair to me.
Are you going to cut that
That's
out?
Not fair to him. I would have liked this movie more if the bad guy had won. I think this could have been a really twisted, deep study of like psychological like breakdown. Because really, if you think about it, the Julia Roberts character is kind of uninterested.
Why do you call him a bad guy? He didn't do anything wrong.
Don't say that. Oh, you know, like I was with you when you're watching it, and you're like, she's just got to shoot him. Come on, you're like sitting there. You're sitting there like. Like somebody, like a horror movie that's like, no, don't run up the stairs. You know, like, oh man, it's right behind you. You were totally enthralled. You were completely engaged
and
engrossed.
Remember when you thought the strangers were at your house?
No, that was just that one time you thought that you were pretending to be the strangers. And you're like, because you were home. It's not funny. That house gets empty. The strangers could totally come over here, is all I'm saying. The strangers showed up, there'd be nothing I could do, and it would freak me out.
But it wouldn't be strangers, it'd be me, though, in a stranger's...
You'd have the what is it, like a grocery bag with holes cut out of it or something? It's like a burlap sack. It's like the hardest, the most unpredictable thing about that movie was probably, like, where'd they get the burlap sacks? I mean, I didn't see it. I'm not saying I saw it, but, you know, because it didn't.
So what do you think about Billy Mitchell?
We also did watch King of Kong.
Just for the record, I think Billy Mitchell's like the. I think there should be genocide, and all the people that inhabit the earth should be like the offspring of Billy Mitchell.
Really?
That just for the record.
You want that kind of like second generation inbreeding to be that intense?
Well,
I mean, the mullet would fold over into the unibrow, and it would be terrible. Or wait, in Deliverance, they didn't have any eyebrows, so that might be it.
He was assertive. He knew what he was doing. He was 3 steps ahead of everybody the whole time. You're just mad at him because you're in this like slave morality sort of coward sort of like class of people that like, you know, can't. You want to blame Billy Mitchell for everything that's wrong in your life, even though it's your fault. And you just got to deal with that, I think.
Really?
That's what I think.
So you take it very personally. Then you see the struggle between Steve Wiebe and Billy Mitchell that's in King of Kong as something comparable to the confident bravado of the superior one that is the accomplishment that's had all the success versus the I don't know the regular guy who does do quite well at Donkey Kong.
Who's got the record right now?
I don't know who has the record
Billy Mitchell.
Right now, as of now.
Billy Mitchell.
Yeah.
Billy Mitchell. Uh-huh. Look it up. Look it up right now. You got internet there now after 6 years because you're not assertive. You didn't get your internet hooked up for like 3 years. Billy Mitchell would have had his internet hooked up when he first got his computer. Think about that.
I assert when I need to be.
Ian, think about what I just said. Billy Mitchell would have had his internet hooked up. He would have called up Brian and been like, Brian, play the tape. And then the tape would have said, hook up my internet.
So being assertive is getting other people to having a healthy supply of lackeys to do things for you.
It's getting things done one way or the other. The best way to get things done
is via lackeys, via incompetent, slovenly lackeys.
Who said incompetent? Incompetent, just
dude,
their own lives, but you straighten them out. You make sure they get the soup labels on you know correctly and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
What I meant is I don't know how to explain it to somebody like you that just is so like ingrained in this like, oh you know Billy Mitchell's bad and you know people that you know have life figured out or like you know they have problems.
It's not that he had life figured out. It's that he was a bold-faced hypocrite. On multiple occasions he said that you need to prove something live if you're the champion. And he never once in that documentary played even a single game of Monkey Kong. He never once like did it there. He put it on a tape, and then he had everybody else was behind it. It was totally suspect that he was one of the referees for Twin Galaxies, calling the bullshit on it. And the other guy went out of his way on multiple occasions to go to live tournaments or whatever the hell they were and play, so people could note it.
That's Billy Mitchell's problem. You're saying that's Billy Mitchell's problem.
I'm saying it. He makes it his problem.
He played by the rules and he won. That's all that matters. That's same as the guy in.
The other guy did too, but they called him. They called Shenana Goats on it, and that's not cool. They gave him more shit when he did the same thing. Is all I'm saying. No, I seriously have to know, but some of that editing was definitely suspect. I don't think he's as much of a douchebag as he seems. I don't think he's got his life as together as you think he does. I don't think he's as cool as you think he is. I think that it's obvious that he's just enough of a douchebag to act like he thinks he's cool.
He's probably cooler. He's probably a lot cooler.
With his tucked-in shirt and his way too long hair and his idiot beard and his he looks like an idiot and he acts like dude here.
Are you gonna put a picture of Billy? Mitchell?
No, because I don't feel like we talked about the like subtext of this film with the right kind of justice. So I think I'm just gonna not count this part, but maybe
subtext of what?
Well, what's going on in King of Kong it's the little guy versus the guy that's part of the institution. It's the same. It's an old story. It's the there's this group of like people that form this group and form this institution, and one of their members who's like the paragon of the epitome of greatness. Is challenged by somebody from outside of the group who, you know, is better than him for all practical purposes. I mean, and you're right, they're both good, and I'm sure that, like, it's like a, you know, I'm sure the other guy, I'm sure Steve Wiebe will play at some point and probably get a better score than him, and then it will go back and forth and back and forth. But what Billy Mitchell never does is he never shows that sort of sense of camaraderie for the fact that they are both really good. He just acts like a douche, and he evades him. And then that time when him and his wife kind of walk in and walk around him and stuff, he's an asshole to him. And that's completely uncalled for. But he's not.
He is. He has to. Who's got the record right now? I'm looking at it right now on the internet.
And who has the record, Seth?
Billy Mitchell. You know why? Because he's fucking Billy fucking Mitchell.
What's his number?
His phone number?
No, what's his Skype number? No, what's his score? 1 million.
He's got 1,050,200.
And what's the one right below that? Is it Wiebe?
Let me look. I think Wiebe had like 49 or something. Let me look. God damn, somebody wrote way too much about this.
You can't just find the scores.
Yeah, it was like.
Did he do it live? Or was it another tape? Was another tape where the tape that he submits in a total dick play in the documentary is very suspect. Because it glitches out. It's a copy, apparently, of another VHS.
Okay, check this out. On July 26, 2007, the 25th anniversary of Mitchell's first record-setting performance, right around the time of the theatrical release of King of Kong documentary, Mitchell played in public and retook Donkey Kong record with a score of 1,050,200.
In public.
He's a dick, okay. Donkey Butt.
Well, there you go. Wasn't he going to do it during the documentary then? What was his deal?
Because he doesn't need to, Ian. Some people, he's been, for like 25 years, he's been dominating these fools. He doesn't need to come out and prove to you, the fucking coward that you are, that he's better than you and everybody else, and Steve Weiney. You don't get it, Ian. There's just people that are better. And if you want to be better, you got to try to be better. You're not going to be, oh.
But he did try.
Who?
The other guy, Steve Wiebe, he did try. And
he failed.
No, he didn't. He succeeded.
Yeah, he did. Who's got the record? Deal with it, dude.
Yep.
Patriots. Patriots.
We all know how that worked out for the Patriots in the end. And then when Billy Check decided that he wasn't gonna shake hands, he just was just gonna walk out.
He doesn't need to shake hands with somebody that's a coward that's not as good as he is. It doesn't matter.
Dude, this isn't wrestling. You don't need to set yourself up as some kind of like extreme villain in the podcast verse.
I'm being serious.
Uh-huh.
There's people that are better than other people, and that's fine. If they want to be as good or whatever, they can try. It's fine.
Part of being better, like what you say is required of that, is that they be a dick to other people.
That's a total different conversation. We're talking about the scores and the victories and stuff. We're not talking about if you want to talk about like who's being nice and stuff, that's a different conversation.
Because we know that there are people that have done well in sporting events or in games, people that have done well in life that didn't end up being like a total douchebag. So I don't think that's required. I don't think that's necessary.
I think
that's a character flaw and not something.
My entire argument was just that you think Billy Mitchell's like a bad guy and that he's the hypocrite coward, but you're wrong. He plays live in public. He beats people. He's got the best score. He's better. He's not a hypocrite. He's not a coward, and he wins. Now, if he's a dick, that's just maybe we can make an argument that helps, and I could probably say a few things that say that, and maybe it does help, but not necessarily. It's a different.
Mitchell just refused to play for the documentary then, huh? He didn't want to perform when it was called out to him to do so. And even in the documentary, he says that's what makes you, the one is you can do it when you're called to, when the pressure's on.
You think they didn't want to make a bad guy in the documentary? You think this one had two dudes that were playing Donkey Kong?
Dude, it would have been fine.
Let's make a documentary with two dudes playing Donkey Kong. No, they wanted to make him into a villain. You're such a fucking gullible idiot, dude.
Hey, I get all the propaganda that was going on in there. I understand that. And I've even said that already before. You can hear it. Check the tapes. Have Brian play the tape for you. Okay.
Anyway, you should not talk shit about Billy Mitchell anyway.
One, two,
three.
Fart liquor.
Are you fucking serious? You did not just fall for that, did you? Ian?